Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jim Nash. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting third. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball four. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Monday moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nash fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Monday bunts towards the mound. John fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campaneris moves to third. Cater moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to home to get Campaneris. Cater moves to third. Monday moves to second. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John bunts towards the mound. Nash fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Nash, and towards Campaneris, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Nash covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0 for 1 in the game. Nash strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monday moves to third. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bando. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Bando steals second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 0 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0 for 2 in the game. Nash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Donaldson covering, for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Tommy John. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-3 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0 for 3 in the game. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McGraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.